Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors, chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verde. In my language, it's weight loss.
So I got a series of text messages from a girl that I have been knowing for about 3 years here in Miami. She lives in a castle, and her name is Susie. And Susie has inspired me in many ways over those 3 years. I'm pretty hard to defeat. I'm pretty hard to feel cynicism, and I'm pretty hard to feel sad. It's actually quite difficult to make me a cynic or negative. In the few times that I have felt a little bit of cynicism, some negativity, because I am what? Human. Multidimensional. I felt that Susie would kind of bring this to my life. Here comes the sun, na 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 na. And I would say, every time this girl walks into my life, touches me, she's a great masseur. She just smiles. She supports out of nowhere. And for no gain at all. She just loves freely. Today, the series of text messages I got from her inspired me to do a podcast. It's been a while since I do a podcast based on life coaching only, the quality of life. I've been more like promoting things, which is maybe one of my best assets is assets, get it? Assets. Marketing. Susie, every time I turn around, Susie is enlightening my life in one way, shape, or another. She's introduced me to a series of positive people, and I love to be surrounded by people like Susie. She's made me think and learn a little bit about myself, learn a little bit about the universe I live in. And in the times of my need and the times of my trouble, which have been few, thank God, I'm so grateful. She's made me step back and get out of my head, right? She has made me step out and not so much remind me about gratitude, because I think every time I breathe, I feel gratitude. A little bit like DJ Khaled, but not like DJ Khaled, not to the extreme. But she's made me feel awe. She's reminded me about music, art, fitness in a different light, which is kind of funny because I work out every day. I practice all kinds of healthy exercises, a whole series of them. Pretty eclectic too, the variety. But Susie makes me look at the patterns in a different way. Maybe the lifting of the bell or the stance of the battle roping. Maybe the ropes going up and down. Maybe the way it smells and sounds in a gym. That's the type of awe that she has inspired in me, which obviously takes me out of my own. Kind of like looking at a movie or seeing a series of photographs. It takes me out of the immensity of the turmoil that I am in, kind of clears the cobwebs and the sorrows. That's the type of influence that this young lady has had on me. I don't know really why I deserved her, but I'm really glad that I got her. There's almost like a weird enjoyment I have from, instead of making things profane and cynical, feeling awe, being more attracted to the beauty of things, the rainbow, the sun. The link between this association to simplicity grass, dewdrop, turning a rock over, the link between the exposure of that and well-being is very strong. And she's inspired this in my daily activity. I think just sitting around for about 15 minutes a day and just staring at branches or something esoteric, something out of my nature, is something that Susie has also inspired. Meditation is something that I have been learning about after I graduated from my 200 hours of yoga, because it makes you better. And anything that makes you better makes you feel awe. And anything that makes you feel awe takes you out of the negativity in your own life. So it restores you. Any environment that restores you is something that I welcome. Susie has done this too, reminded me of this too. It all kind of started with the movies here in Wynwood. She kept telling me about movies and I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, and just community, being part of a community, which maybe I wasn't aware of, she has introduced me to again, the vastness of community. The good news is that there's monasteries, there's museums, there's art, there's galleries, there's urban scenes that I was completely aloof to. You know, she got me into that just by talking, just by being. You never know where a source of love comes from. And for me, when anxiety strikes, negativity, I feel overwhelmed. I become very hyper-focused, worried, the dark thoughts, the self-talk comes. And it becomes real, right? And then comes Susie. Then comes Susie and the correctness of the rainbow and the sun shining and how it feels to have the sun shining on your face becomes more real and washes out all the dark thoughts. So the rumination or mulling over the worries is gone. It just disappears simply by feeling newness, awe. It's a new day. It clears away the wave of the outer immensity of negativity. This all came from a lady named Susie. This morning, I don't even know when she texted me, because I have 3 cell phones now since becoming a corporate coach. It's kind of crazy how many computers and technology and all this, and you forget to turn over the rock and you forget to play. It's almost like smoking marijuana, which I don't practice, but I have because I was a teenager once. The trip, right? It often produces like mystical sensations of greatness, of awe. And you forget about anxiety and fear. This is what Susie has done for me. I want you guys, if you're in Miami and you feel like healing your body, I want you to call me so I can give you Susie's number. She's really reminded me to just kind of hang out and gaze, just to feel, to remind me that concerns and worry are temporary, they're local, they're minute. I wasn't thinking that way a couple of times in the past 3 years. And if you use life coaching or psychology or therapy, you know, you're taught to find out it's not all about you. So stepping out of yourself is something that I do for a living every day. And I enjoy watching the movies and I enjoy staring at the beautiful sky and at the ocean. And I live on the ocean. I live where people pay to vacation. And I forget that it's all around me. Awe. I forget about that. Nature, the wonder of nature, makes me feel small. I forget about that. I went to a full moon with a bottle of wine the other night. I went to a sunset for the first time for a photo shoot. And both times I was in awe. And I live here. In all of my adult years, I had never done either. Neither. That makes me awe. It makes me feel awe. It makes me feel small. How could I be like that? You know, so I asked myself a couple of questions. And I applied them to this podcast because before I started this podcast, I knew it was about Susie because Susie inspired me, and I'm very grateful to any type of inspiration. And I asked myself, how often a day do I feel awestruck? And the truth is not often enough. And it's because I've chosen over and over to train myself to I've been there and I've done everything type thinking. And moments of awe is what gives life meaning. So I asked myself, how often do I see beauty around me? Like, you know, when you see that double rainbow for the first time in your life and you almost fall out of your seat or you crash your car because you've never seen a double rainbow. Well, you know, you need to look up to see the rainbow. I feel wonder almost every day. I do. I wonder about things almost every day. I often look for patterns in things. As a matter of fact, I'm painting my yoga mat now because of a yoga teacher that taught me that how would my patterns and feelings look on a yoga mat? Funny enough, I haven't finished it because I don't know if I can really envision all of the emotions of those patterns and feelings around me. I have many, many opportunities to see beauty, to feel awe around me. And I'm going to start practicing and training myself to look for those moments that give life meaning. I seek out experiences that challenge my understanding of the world because of a lady named Susie. I am a different woman because of a lady named Susie, and she doesn't even know it. I told her today when I was going to do this podcast, because I think it's important to really thank people when they inspire you. Inspiration is a beautiful thing, and I believe is one of the true meanings of life. I like to feel small. I don't like to feel like I know everything. You know, when you feel small, you feel more charitable. When you help others, you help yourself. So rather than use unawe-inspiring terms such as energy efficiency and sustainability or survivability, I'd rather use wonder, nature rich, awestruck. I like that. I like that. Life changing. Those are the words I'd rather use. Surprise, breakthrough, shift, passion. Those are the words that she inspires in me. Those shifts are life affirming. They quell my anxiety, and my anxiety is huge. Okay. I become very focused on anxiety when I have an issue. It squashes narcissism and kind of kills the ego, and the generosity of feeling charitable ups you, you know, that up effect. And it can happen anytime, anywhere when you help someone else. Susie has helped me in more ways than she knows. And despite the advancements of corporate coaching, which I just, became a huge corporate coach. Yay, thank me. Despite advancements on therapy, coaching, psychology, I remain mind blown by the miraculous accidents of people. Susie Castles, from her castle, she was an accident in my life, one that has caused me to feel awe, wonder, and happiness. Thank you, Susie.
I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.